Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of April 2018, and this is the 782nd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's a strange day today. It's been promising rain, but I don't think it's going to happen. But because it suggested it might, I went out on my bike this morning into town to try and organise a few things for an 80th birthday that's happening on Sunday for one of our ringers. And it's a real birthday month this month. I know about 12 people with birthdays in the next 9 days, and a few of them are big ones, and a few of them are close friends. My neighbour also has a big birthday this coming week. So I feel a bit, well, inundated by birthdays. I do like birthdays being something that are special and individual to a person, but April sometimes feels a bit like Christmas, in that you have to think about a number of people at once, a number of very different people and different situations. So I've had that going on in the back of my mind, the people I really, not a priority list, that sounds terrible, but it is in a way a priority list of the ones whom things are going to fall to bits for if I'm not doing something, and the ones who are going to be quite well supported without very much input from me. So I've been trying to work that out, but also trying to leave my mind clear. So getting some of that done this morning, I hoped would clear my mind for this afternoon, and it has a bit, but I do have a bit of a sort of feeling about the other things that need to be done. I'm really looking forward to next week, even though some of those birthdays are happening in the week. There's only one that I'm going to really do anything about next week, but that's one of the reasons I'm needing to prepare things now so that I can send them off, and at least those people whose birthdays are next week will have heard from me. I guess this is how it is when you're preparing for time off or for going away or for a retreat. And one of the things I'm usually getting much better at is preparing well ahead of time for those. And I just think that Easter has thrown a bit of a spanner in the works, because I haven't had that clear lead-up time. And April is also a tricky month. A tricky month to do it in because of Easter and all these birthdays, but in many other ways it is a perfect time for a retreat, this turn to autumn, this inwards moving season. So a bit the rough with the smooth, and now I'm going to go to the cafe and do some working out of what I'm going to be writing during the retreat surge, and also how I'm going to be approaching it. So it's mainly working out things, and I'm hoping tonight to do some actual writing on the novel rather than writing about what I'm going to write, which can be a bit like chasing your tail. So I'm just heading out of doors now. I'm I've left my bike out, I've just realised, so that if anything's going to attract the rain, that's probably it. It's got a new pair of panniers on. I realised I couldn't carry what I needed in my basket. But anyway, I'm not taking it to the cafe. Oh, we might get a drip or two. It doesn't look like anything very much, though. The other thing I really want to get done before my retreat is some cooking. I think for the last several years I've really been falling back on food preparation. Just feeling very uninspired about cooking and wanting to eat more healthily, but not feeling very inspired about preparing food for eating healthily. So I think one of the things I'd really like to bring into my life is a sort of 7 days of very simple, healthy meals that I can alternate on. I just remembered that my daughter had some on her fridge. And I think I'm having these thoughts because of the Easter eggs that are still hanging around my house. I was sitting down this morning having my breakfast on the stoop, and I looked beside me and there were still 3 mice and a hedgehog stuck to the post next to me that the children hadn't found. And so I need to eat. I didn't eat them. They're still there. But I think I am going to be the one who does. So it's time to counteract that a bit with some really good healthy food. I was going to talk to you on the way back from the cafe, but there was a bit of a headwind. Unfortunately, it looks as if the rain is not going to happen, and everything is so dry that it's hard to tell, you know, whether the leaves are turning because it's autumn or whether they're wilting because they're so dry. And I can't see any rain ahead for several days. But the wind is here. The wind is getting stronger again. I think this headwind is a bit how I'm feeling at the moment, as if I'm having to push quite a lot to make any headway. And as if something is resisting me. And as I mentioned before, I've been trying to tilt myself towards this surge focus for my writing next week, and just having to clear all these things before that happens. Like a snowplow, I don't know quite what. but sometimes it seems to require more energy than I think I've got. Still, I did start tilting at the cafe. I started making a list of what I want to do, how I want it to feel. And I'm beginning to be able to think of ways of breaking down what I want to do. And also I want to read through some of the things that I wrote in the last search, not so much the novel itself, but how I dealt with the difficulties that I faced during that time, what I did to get myself back on track, just to remind myself of those, and some things that other people suggested too that felt good to me. So I think it'll come. I just think I need to meditate for longer in the mornings in the days leading up, so that my mind is a bit more still. And the more I prepare, the better the experience is going to be. And I am really looking forward to being offline for a week. And it's not because other people require things of me online, it's because I create noise when I'm online. I get into busy work and get into reading things I don't need to read, getting distracted. So it's for me, really, that unplugging is to protect me from myself and the outside world, not to protect me from the outside world. So now I'm going to make myself a cup of tea. I've just been given a fig and rose water and honey Freon. I've never had one of those before, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I'm going to have a tea and cake. And I'm going to do a little more tilting towards this project. That's how I'm going to spend the rest of the afternoon. I do hope that you feel able to be focused and calm with whatever it is that you want to do most, that you can enjoy being in that space without other things crowding in. And if there are things that are crowding, that you can forget about them or ensure that they stay in their own places whilst you are engaged in whatever is most important to you. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you on Saturday, which will be the last podcast for a week, and then I'll be back with you on the Monday of the following week. Take care, and thank you, and see you then.